USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Iran fired missiles at U.S. troops stationed in Iraq on Tuesday. The president spoke at the White House.
We suffered no casualties. All of our soldiers are safe, and only minimal damage was sustained at our military bases.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley says he believes the Iranians were out to kill U.S. troops. Top administration officials briefed lawmakers on last week's drone attack that killed the top general in Iran's Revolutionary Guard. Florida Republican Marco Rubio says the Guard has been a growing threat in the Middle East for some time.
Not only am I convinced that there was a near-term threat, but that there's an ongoing near-term threat. It exists today, but it really existed back in the last 2 months of this year. It's been ongoing for a while.
This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says there'll be no haggling over the impeachment process. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has yet to name impeachment managers or hand over articles of impeachment to the Senate. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff.
I think that the pause in transmitting the articles has already had a very salutary effect in fleshing out what Mitch McConnell intends to do. He intends to do everything he can to help the president participate in covering up his misconduct.
Producer Harvey Weinstein's attorney called for the recusal of the presiding judge of his rape trial, saying the judge's comments showed bias. Jury selection in the trial, which begins Monday in New York City, continued, but not before Weinstein's defense team filed a motion requesting that Judge James Burke remove himself from the case. On Tuesday, Burke scolded Weinstein for use of a cell phone in the Manhattan criminal courtroom, a violation of court rules, and threatened to incarcerate him. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The House will vote on a war powers resolution on Thursday. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
The measure aims to limit President Trump's authority to order military action against Iran. In a statement, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi criticizes the president's action to kill an Iranian general. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill were briefed regarding that killing, and Republican Congressman from Wyoming Liz Cheney says,
"We are absolutely unified as a conference, unified behind the president, unified with respect to the importance, the significance, and the righteousness of the act the president took to eliminate Qasem Soleimani from the battlefield."
The most well-known maker of plant-based imitation meat has backed out of a huge deal. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains why.
Impossible Foods pulling out of a coveted deal to supply McDonald's with plant-based burgers, saying it's impossible for it to produce enough patties at this time to partner with the world's number one fast food chain. The reversal coming as the imitation meat makers have been trying to convince more and more restaurants to offer their products. Impossible Foods CEO Pat Brown says, quote, "It would be stupid for us to be vying for them right now." Speaking of McDonald's, adding, "We don't have the ability to scale up production at this time." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.